ecclesiastical heraldry refers to the design of a coat of arms or a shield used by a particular bishop. A bishop's armor or shield represents defense in the face of spiritual battle. And the images that are chosen for the shield and the wording reflect a variety of weapons in a bishop's arsenal. The crest or the shield is often incorporated into the cathedra, as we have here at the cathedral. For his model, Bishop Daly chose the phrase, "Into your hands, Lord," which of course is a paraphrase of Christ's last words as he hung upon the cross. A motto is a very personal thing, and before I prepared this homily, I asked Bishop Daly for permission to share the background behind his choice of his motto. And he told me, absolutely not. No, I'm kidding. He said it was okay, so I'm going to tell you about it. In 1992, just after 5 years of ordination, Father Daly was going to be assigned as the priest chaplain to a Catholic high school. The early 90s saw some difficult days in this particular high school, with certain people questioning the faith and, in fact, faculty members even undermining the church's teaching. There was probably a battle or two which lay ahead for this new priest. By way of preparation for his new assignment, he was praying intensely in the chapel. And it was during that time of prayer that he clearly heard the message, "Into your hands, Lord." That scriptural reference reflected Father Daly's deep conviction that it is in surrendering to the will of God that man is able to successfully fight spiritual battles and accomplish whatever God has designed for him. And so when Pope Benedict named him to be a bishop, his choice for a motto was obvious. "Into your hands, Lord," is an appropriate phrase for this fourth and final Sunday in our Advent season. We can see the importance of these words as we have been preparing during these days for the coming of our Savior. And we needed a Savior, after all, because it was Adam and Eve who arrogantly chose another path than the one that God had designed for them. In fact, if they had a motto, it would be, "Into your hands, Satan," for it was the temptation of evil which led them to abandon the holy will of God. And because of that, because of their disobedience, we needed a Savior. Had they been obedient and humble, there would have not been any reason for the season of Advent. As we look back over the scriptures for these weeks of Advent, several important figures have stood out. And the thread that unites them together is surrendering to the will of God in order to successfully fight spiritual battles and therefore accomplish God's design. We saw that in John the Baptist. It takes a lot of humility to live into your hands, Lord, which is precisely what John did. He was so successful in his preaching of repentance and his life of integrity. He was so successful that the people of his day, some of them, thought that perhaps he was the Messiah, the one that they were waiting for. But no, he wouldn't hear any of that. He wouldn't hear of any talk of him being greater than Jesus. "Into your hands, Lord, not mine." And so he pointed to the Lord, proclaiming that the John was not worthy even to untie the dirty sandal straps of the sandals on Jesus's feet. His battle cry was to point to Jesus and say, "Behold the Lamb of God." "Into your hands, Lord," was also lived by the Blessed Virgin Mary. In fact, she said at the Annunciation, "Let it be done to me according to your word." It's appropriate then that there are two images of the fleur-de-lis on our bishop's coat of arms. There's one on the left-hand side, which represents Our Lady of Lourdes, patroness of the Diocese of Spokane, and there's one on the right, which represents Bishop Daly's own personal devotion to Mary. If Mary did not have the humility to yield to the will of God, we would not be celebrating Christmas on Wednesday. It wouldn't be happening. Into your hands, Lord. Another central figure in our Advent season is Saint Joseph. In our gospel tonight, it is Joseph who faithfully lives out God's will without question. He finds out Mary is pregnant, and he knows darn good and well the child's not his. And if he exposed her to the Mosaic law, she'd be stoned to death for apparent adultery. He didn't want to do any of that, so he just decides to divorce her quietly. The angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream and reveals God's will. The child has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph was to take her into his home and name the child Jesus. Joseph wakes up, without saying a word, he does as the Lord had commanded and takes his wife into his home. Into your hands, Lord. And so we have John the Baptist and the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. But really the central figure of Advent is, of course, Jesus Christ. That's what all this is about. It was the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who yielded to the will of the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. And through his last words on the cross, he achieved salvation for us all. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord. A bishop and the people of his diocese are called to live in close communion with one another. And at this particular time in history, we have a shepherd who has a motto which calls us to set aside our own pride, our own arrogance, and to yield to the holy will of God. And that is not always easy. It's not always convenient. The teachings of the church can be very challenging, especially in our modern secular world. But the coming of Jesus to save us from our sins is proof positive that when we submit, God always wins. John the Baptist, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus show us the true peace and happiness which comes from entrusting our lives to the will of God. From the prayers of a young priest in San Francisco to the people of God in Eastern Washington, for all of us, we pray, into your hands, Lord.